Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. And those listening on our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. PGA Tour 2022, the Tour Championship on NBC, Peacock, and Golf Channel. This is it. Last opportunity to take home the PGA Tour's ultimate prize, the Tour Championship, Saturday, 2:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. The Angels haven't had a lot of success since they won the World Series. That was back in 2002. But maybe there's hope, because it was reported yesterday that owner Artie Moreno would explore selling the team. And when you look at the success franchises have had after transitioning owners, the Angels fan base might look at this and go, all right, look at the Mets. They improved. Steve Cohen came in, took over the team. Team now in contention. The Red Sox purchased after an 86-year World Series drought. Team's won four titles since. Look at Manchester City. Club struggled to compete in the Premier League for decades. New ownership, 2008. Man City finished top five in the Premier League 13 consecutive years. We often look towards the athletes as the reason for titles, but ownership can't be overlooked. So, been a rough 8 years for the Angels, and maybe there's finally some hope. I would change the name. First thing I would do is change it back to the California Angels. Claim the state. Now, you're not going to get the state, but, you know, it's like the New England Patriots. They took New England. You know, anybody going to argue? Well, they were the Boston Patriots. Then they're like, no, we're New England. Well, if you're the Angels, you don't have to be Anaheim, Orange County, Los Angeles Angels, which is redundant. You're just California Angels. But then I also saw an article that said, well, if they're going to sell, here are the five trade destinations for Shohei Ohtani. And I went, if I'm buying the Angels, I want Shohei Ohtani to go along with the sale price here. I mean, hey, the Kansas City Chiefs are for sale. But we're going to trade Patrick Mahomes before you get the franchise. Nah, I don't think that works. That's not good. Going to sell the Chargers, and we're going to trade Justin Herbert. No. We're not going to do that. But if I'm buying the Angels, I want to have Shohei Ohtani. Now, I wonder about Mike Trout's future. He just got back, hit a home run. But as you move forward, what is Trout? 30? Where are you going? And how long is it going to take you to get there? So Trout just turned 31. Great player. Does he put people in the seats? I guess he used to, because you were seeing five-tool player, and this is where your dad would take you, or maybe you're old enough that you'd be taking your kids and say, you want to go out and watch this player play. But you're in the entertainment business. You're battling with the Dodgers. Good luck with that. And, you know, because they have had the highest payroll for how many years now? Highest payroll, or at least one of them, in the last seven seasons, averaging 90 wins. So you're going to have that competition no matter what. What makes you different? Shohei Ohtani makes you different, but you got to get him on a big stage so we get to see him play in meaningful games. I don't know what the value is of the Angels now. I think when Artie Moreno bought the Angels, I think he paid $180 million. He bought it from Disney. That'd be a good investment. He did well with his return. But, and they've tried. I mean, this past draft, they drafted all pitchers. Like, we're going to get one out of here. You brought in Pujols. I mean, Josh Hamilton. I mean, go down the list. They've had players. It's just they haven't worked out. Yeah, Paul.
I've got a couple reports here from Forbes and other places that estimate the value of the LA Angels at $2 to $2.5 billion. They said that is on the books value.
Okay.
But if they get some type of bidding war, it could be up to $3 billion, they believe.
Okay. Well, you're in Southern California. I don't know if you get a local who wants to buy that. Could you get somebody from Japan who would want to be involved? That'd be interesting with Shohei Ohtani. All right, poll question, Seton, for the final hour. And once again, those asking for the Velcro wallets, I know you didn't ask for them, but now you are because we sold out. And this is not a want. This is more of a need. You need to have that sound in your life. The DP Show Velcro wallet. Although if you go to the website, we misspelled Velcro. It's Velro.
Too busy being awesome to spell correctly.
Well, I saw Mario, and Mario and Rob, the backroom guys, do a great job with the newsletter. And Mario walked by me today. He didn't even say anything about leaving out the letter C.
Mario spells Rob with two B's.
Velro wallets, and also the scented candles, the whiff candles. We sold out three of the four, and the fourth one will probably sell out. But we will restock, and we got a lot of great things there, and our calendar is going to be on sale in time for the holidays as well. All right, let me see. Oh, this day in sports history, Paulie says, I got an audio clip this day in sports history.
Here's the hint, Dan. It's from 3 years ago. It was a very successful athlete coming off a season where he had been injured a little bit, but he started all 16 games. Mm-hmm. His team was above 500, and he threw for 39 touchdowns and 15 picks. He was hitting the peak of his career at age 29, and then he had a press conference and said this.
Certainly isn't how I envisioned this or planned this, but I am going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life. But it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing and relenting, unrelenting, both in season, and off season. And I felt stuck in it, and the only way I see out is to no longer play football.
Wow. Paulie, why didn't you just do the imitation of Andrew Luck?
I actually wanted to play it because I still think it's one of the more shocking things to happen in our careers. This guy was hitting his stride, finally healthy, yeah. It appeared, on a good team, a building the line. That was a shocking day.
Yeah, this day in sports history. Andrew Luck says goodbye to the NFL. And nobody's really, I mean, people have talked to him, but he hasn't done a sit-down interview, podcast, this show. And then you start to look at this and you go, okay, Tom Brady's 45. Andrew Luck is 32. This is where you would see Andrew Luck and you go, Andrew Luck, best quarterback in football? Like, that's the path that you would think he would be on with this Colts team. And with Andrew Luck as the quarterback with this Colts team, what would their odds be for the Super Bowl, to go to the Super Bowl? Because that's a talented team. Both sides of the ball, skill position, great running back. And this, they were just starting to get really good. Coming off a 10-6 season, Andrew Luck decides that he's going to walk. And now with Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan will make them better. But he'll make them better. He might not have better numbers than Carson Wentz. Because Carson Wentz was, what, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. It's when do you throw those interceptions, and when do you throw those touchdown passes? Matt Ryan, to me, he'll have more bigger games, bigger moments than Carson Wentz did. Because Carson Wentz, it felt like when he went bad, it really cost the team. They lost the final two games. They lost to Jacksonville, and that cost them dearly. Yeah, Paulie.
Who remembers who took over for Andrew Luck that season, the 2019 season? He's also taking over for a quarterback who's out for different reasons.
Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett. He filled in with 7-8 as a starter, 18 touchdowns and 4 picks. That's a nice season, 2019.
Yes, it is. Chip in California. Hi, Chip. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
So you were talking about Derek Carr with the little accent all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I'm from Fresno, so I know Derek a little bit. He's always had a little bit of that accent. You have to remember, when David went to Houston, the whole family moved out with him. So Derek lived out in Texas for, I want to say, like 7-8 years. And so he's always had that little hint, and I think when he gets in a certain mode, it just comes out a little bit more.
All right, Chip, that's great reporting on your part. Thank you. Yeah, we were curious that, we've had Derek Carr on the show. I don't remember him with the Southern accent. Does it make you sound a little more sincere when you have a Southern accent? Like, does it ring as a little truer? It hurts so much. Yes, Marvin.
There's some grit and grind. Like when Johnny Cash sings, I hurt myself today, you feel the grit and the grind. Instead of, I hurt myself today, I hurt myself.
Like Trent Reznor sings it, and it doesn't hurt as much. But when Johnny Cash sings it, I hurt myself today. Yeah, see.
You definitely sound like a better quarterback, I'll tell you that.
Okay, all right, you can sling it.
I'm drafting that guy.
Sling it.
He can sling it a little bit. Yeah, he can. Hot damn, he can sling it. Yeah, Marv.
Because I believe James Vanderbeek, when he said, 48 minutes for 48 minutes. I don't want your life.
Because what, all of a sudden you're going to draft this guy? I'm trying to sling this ball over to this guy. I'm trying to get the wide receivers wide open. I can't even find a guy out there. He's double covered. You're not drafting that guy.
And that's New Jersey Southern accent. Southern New Jersey for you, Seton.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
When Brian Kelly left Notre Dame and went to LSU, his mistake, he went Southern accent, not Louisiana accent, which is definitely not a country accent. That's very specific accent, Louisiana.
You can't just pick that up.
No, he should have gotten that Rosetta Stone or something on the flight. I don't think they make a Rosetta Stone.
I don't know if they do accents.
Cajun. I'll check.
For Rosetta Stone. Yes.
And you can't start dancing with players. I think he's kind of, didn't he lose a guy shortly after dancing with one of the players? Got to kind of put that to bed,
true.
Too.
The quarterback, I think, left him.
Bigger misstep, picking up the accent or dancing with players? New poll question, hour 3.
Oh, they're both uncomfortable.
Family.
When, so he's at halftime of the LSU basketball game, and then he says, but a part of the LSU family. I go, what? Did Jerry Jones just take over LSU?
He'd been in town for like 4 hours.
I know. He got to the airport and went right to the basketball arena. Yes, Paulie.
I'm on Rosetta Stone, and you cannot get Louisiana or Northeast as languages. You get almost, there's 25 others, though.
But they don't teach you the accent on Rosetta Stone, do they?
I think they try to make you sound localish.
Are you sure?
French, Italian, German. Oh, you can learn English, American style English, or English, British style English.
Crawfish boil, looking forward to.
You like tater tots? Because I do. You got Brian Kelly at LSU.
Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans, and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
All right. It doesn't matter what you say. If you just say, the great state of Louisiana, yeah! But, I give him credit that he was trying with his family is here. Yes, Todd.
You feel like he's in a diner somewhere and someone's going to come by. What would you like to have, sugar?
Brian Kelly is from Massachusetts. I'm just saying, I'm from southern Ohio.
How long do you have to live somewhere before you naturally pick up an accent?
Ask Derek Carr.
It definitely happens, though.
Okay, but when Madonna went to London...
this conflict.
And then when Gwyneth Paltrow went to London, George Clooney lives in London. I haven't heard him with an English accent. Yes, Paulie.
But I could see you using phrases like if a mobile instead of a cell phone, localized phrases. But I don't know about getting an accent.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden you're fixing to do something?
Yeah.
What? What? I'm fixing to have this pie. What are you talking about? If you lived in the other state, you would have just had the pie. Now all of a sudden you're fixing to have a pie?
I remember when I first moved to Atlanta and they said, you want some sweetened tea? And I go, well, which one? And they go, what? I go, you said sweet or tea? And I go, they go, no, sweetened tea. And I go, oh, okay, I have sweetened tea. I had no idea what it was. I learned to go sweet and tea, please. And pecan pie.
Is it? It's not pecan.
No, pecan. I think it was pecan.
Do you stress a can?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see.
Pecan.
Pecan.
Stress the P.
Pecan pie. I don't know. I was there for 3 years. But
we should move the show down south for 3 years and see what happens.
No. Oh, yeah.
I would definitely have an accent.
Purpose?
No, I think I would absolutely. When I didn't live in West Virginia very long, and my friends were like, "Where are you from, dude?"
What? When you came back home?
Yeah. They'd be like, "Where are you from?"
Wait,
like, here?
Wait, what did you sound like from West Virginia?
I don't know, but I think I sounded different because my friends made fun of me. And I definitely lost my New Jersey accent since living in Connecticut.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. It occasionally comes out, and like my son will laugh at me.
Certain words.
Yeah.
My wife, born in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Thank God she doesn't sound like she's from Brooklyn. But she certain words like God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I go, hon, no, we're not doing that. She goes, what? I said, oh, my God. No, we're not doing that.
And the ass sound is air in New York.
What?
We don't say like Sam. We'll call someone Sam's coming over. The ah becomes air.
Sam.
Yeah. Sam. Yeah. All right, let me take a break. We have some golf news coming up here, and we'll bring back some of the things Brian Windhorst had to say about Kevin Durant with the Nets, Kyrie's future, and a few other topics to dive into. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive's going to help you, and you probably need some help. You know, you're busy. Let your diet and exercise slip a little bit, gain some extra weight, maybe a little more tired at the end of the day. As you get older, it gets harder to get back in shape. Get motivated. Get energized. That's why I take M-Drive, supplements for driven guys who aren't ready to slow down. Prioritize your health. Get in shape. M-Drive, top seller at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shoppe. Right now, my listeners, try the best-selling M-Drive Boost and Burn. $5 at mdrivedan.com. M-Drive Boost and Burn, formulated with clinically tested ingredients. It's backed by science. It's going to support healthy testosterone levels, weight loss, and increased energy so you feel and look your best. Visit mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks of M-Drive, $5 free shipping. Plus, they offer 60-day money-back guarantee, and you can get started risk-free. $5 risk-free trial at mdrivedan.com. More energy, fat burning, and strength. Get M-Drive at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready for anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA, member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more at MBUSA.com. I was just talking to Marvin. I was watching Point God, and I think it's on Netflix, but it's Kevin Durant is one of the executive producers along with his agent. And it talks about all the legendary point guards in New York City. And, of course, there's God Sham God, and they talk about just how different he was in dribbling. And all of them can dribble. The problem is none of them could shoot. Kenny Smith had a respectable jumper, but they had this ability to be able to get to the hoop. But most of them had great handle. You know, I go back to Nate Archibald, and having seen Nate play in the early 70s with the Cincinnati Royals, he went left every single time. And he might have been 5'10", 160. But I'll be damned if he didn't get to the hoop whenever he wanted to and had a nice little shot. But it wasn't a jump shot. God Sham God wasn't a good shooter. But, man, he had some moves. Handle. Yes. You know, Pearl Washington might be the guy that I remember watching him. And I wondered if he had a good enough shot to play in the NBA. Because the first time I saw him, they played Georgetown. And they played, I think, Georgetown at the Garden with Patrick Ewing. And I went, oh, boy. There's something new in college basketball. And it was Pearl Washington. And he didn't have a good jumper. And it always felt like he was a little heavier. Yeah, that he went in great shape, but man, he had an ability to break you down. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. He's probably one of the few guys, like iconic Big East guys.
Yeah.
You know, you go Mullen, Iverson, Ewing, Ray Allen. Like, all of them have NBA careers you remember. But Pearl Washington didn't. Was it the jump shot?
I don't know if body size but this ability to get to the hoop can help you in college basketball. In the NBA, it's a little bit different. These guys, he wasn't afraid to go in on Patrick Ewing, but I just remember he was so exciting and hard to guard and his ability to use his body, but he just wasn't, it didn't translate into NBA stardom there. Did he play for the Nets? I vaguely remember him in the NBA. Kenny Anderson had a good career. I remember at Kenny at the Final Four, Georgia Tech against in Denver, and he was so slick with the ball. Yeah, Paulie.
That's the guy I was going to mention. Kenny Anderson in the late 80s. I can remember reading Dick Vitale's magazine that he used to break down the best high school players. And when Kenny showed up at Georgia Tech, their games became must-see TV. And then he's playing Bobby Hurley and Duke's on TV all the time back then. He had a nice NBA career. I think he made 2 All-Star games and played like 15 years, Kenny Anderson.
We had Bobby Kremins, who was the head coach at Georgia Tech, and he was from New York and got Kenny Anderson to come down to Georgia Tech. I don't know how that happened, but got Kenny Anderson to come down to Georgia Tech. Lethal Weapon 3.
Yes.
Yes, yes, Marv.
Stephon Marbury, too. Oh, how do you get these kids from New York to come down to Atlanta? Oh, who knows?
Trying to think, who are the other point? Mark Jackson's in there.
Rod Strickland.
Rod, I always liked Rod. Anybody else who's on that point guard? Is Rafer Alston on there, too?
Yep. Skip to my Lou.
Skip to my Lou. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just certain guys with handles. But having had limited exposure on the playgrounds in New York when I lived there, I just remember there were guys who would dribble and then dribble, but they didn't go anywhere. And I was like, you could just stand there, guard them, because they didn't do anything. And I'd be like, they'd be like, oh, no. And I go, you didn't go anywhere. And then I realized I had just back off of them and say, go ahead and take a jumper, because you can't make a jumper. Me, with that lockdown defense, yeah, that's what I did.
Is that what that was?
No. It was knockdown defense. They would just knock me down and do whatever they wanted to do. We have golf news, breaking news here. All righty. Paulie might have to help me on this, but Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are in business together. It's called TGL, a new tech-infused team golf league in partnership with the PGA Tour, kicks off January 2024. Are Tiger and Rory doing what the LIV Tour is doing, but they're going to do this in conjunction with the PGA Tour? Yes, Paulie?
Tiger and Rory announced just 24 hours ago a thing called Tomorrow Sports, TMRW Sports, which was going to be a whole bunch of different sports technology and innovation. Today it's TGL. If you go to the TGL website, which they already have ready and it's active and ready to go, and it's very much like the LIV Tour website where you could see the countdown to this. Players for the new tour, there's two players, Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods, and the next player says announcing soon. And above them it says 103 tour wins, 19 major wins, 789 weeks at number one, which is a direct shot at the players at the LIV Tour. We're discussing who's next.
Well, here's the thing, who's next, and that's the LIV Tour, and that'll be probably Sunday night, Monday morning. You're going to have a few more golfers defecting. But I wonder what the future is for the Tiger-Rory Tour partnership approach to this. Feels like what they're trying to do right now with the LIV Tour. But the only thing I want to know is how much money. Because that's the only reason why you're going to the LIV Tour is money. How much money you guys got? Because if it's just, hey, come on out and you get to smoke cigars and play in shorts and we have loud music, I can do that in a pro-am. I don't need to go, you know, for this. But if there's real money here, if not, then I don't know if, who cares about this. I mean, Tiger's involved in it, but Tiger ain't giving his money and Rory's not giving his money. So who is the who's the sugar daddy here?
That's Tiger get a billion?
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
If you were one of those handful of players that is on the fence about the LIV Tour, like Justin Thomas is a name you'd want. He's one of Tiger's best friends, if not his best friend on the tour. And you see this new thing.
Well, Justin Thomas isn't going to the LIV Tour. Not anytime soon. But I don't know if he goes to the, like, what do you get out of this?
It appears that if it's partnership with the PGA Tour, the PGA Tour may adjust their yearly schedule to make this a separate chunk of the season.
Okay, there are team events on the PGA Tour where you team up with somebody and you play an event. It doesn't make it any more interesting. It makes less interesting to me. I don't care that you, hey, Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay are going to play together. I don't care. I want them playing against one another. Yeah, Paul.
I'm on the TGL Tour website. And it even says like a technology-based golf tour. They have like an arena that looks like an esports arena and with fans all over the place with a 80-foot screen and Tiger Woods standing there like our golf simulator.
Yeah.
Imagine that with 20,000 people standing there and announcers. It may be an interactive digital golf experience, at least from what they're suggesting on the TGL website.
I'm already confused.
So it appears it could be like a simulated golf league based off their pictures. You know, like an esports arena.
Yeah, but that doesn't, is there gambling? Like, what would be the reason why I would want to watch this?
Maybe it's for a younger generation.
Maybe
Dan.
It
they're
is.
Trying
no,
to get
you're right.
The...
You're right. I call me old. I just want to watch, you know, guys play golf and it means something. That's it. I don't care how much you make. Just make it mean something. Yes, Don.
Could you put your avatar, your Memoji, or whatever the kids call it these days, and make it look like you're playing with Tiger and Rory on the screen? Then maybe have something if just the average person feels like they're somehow
maybe.
Playing with them.
That's a good idea. I don't know. But all I know is the LIV Tour pays. Nobody, does anybody know when the next LIV Tour event is? Has there been one since the one at Donald Trump's golf course? I have no idea. Now, I'm sure there's a bigger end game here, game plan, I would hope, but nobody cares. You don't. You just you don't go out of your way, you're out of, you know, your day and go, check out the LIV tour. Wait, is it Thursday? Wait, are they play Friday and Saturday and Sunday? Wait, what days do they play? I don't care. If it's on and I can find it and it's readily available, all right, then I would watch. You know, there's a curiosity, but it's not something. I loved watching golf this weekend. It means something. And this weekend coming up means something. But I don't know what these things mean in the LIV Tour. And at some point, they have too many golfers on the LIV Tour. And then what happens? Do you still get paid to not play? You imagine suing the LIV Tour because you don't get to play? Mike in L.A. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
I was explaining when I called in that I know you guys just want to hear my southern accent, but the real story is my son pulled an Orlovsky yesterday.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So Dan Orlovsky was with us, and Orlovsky said he was with us on Monday and said that he ran a 40-yard dash time for the Connecticut head coach, and he moved the cone in 4 yards, but Coach Edsel from Connecticut didn't know that he was running a 36-yard dash. Therefore, he ran it in 4.8 instead of 5.5, and he got a scholarship at Connecticut. So, Mike, your son did an Orlovsky yesterday?
He did an Orlovsky, and I wanted to copyright it with you guys, so when Fritzy or anyone references an Orlovsky in the future, I want to say, you know, it's Mike in L.A., but I'm from Tennessee, so I want credit for the Orlovsky. Can I have that?
I don't know, Mike. It's the Orlovsky. And Orlovsky told that story. I thought it was great. Like, imagine that. You know, Coach Edsel shows up. Orlovsky wants to see him run a 40. Coach doesn't know that it's 36 yards, not 40.
It's that kind of attention to detail that made UConn football what it is.
Yes. Yes. Ike in Atlanta. Hi, Ike. What's on your mind today? Hey, bud.
When you were talking about coaches that meant a lot to their university, the first thing that popped into my head was Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, because even though he's retired now, he meant millions to that school.
Yeah, but it's a different size fan base. Duke basketball, Alabama football. And Saban won more national championships. I'm sure Coach K and his wife, you know, raised a lot of money for that university, but that's a whole different size fan base. Yeah, see.
The Duke fan base has got to be pretty sizable, though.
Yeah, but you can only fit so many in a basketball in Cameron Indoor. In Alabama, you know, you can get 70,000 there or 80,000, whatever it is.
More games.
More games in basketball, yes. Yeah. Bigger payout when you win a national championship in college football. Yes, Eden. Paulie?
Duke's undergraduate enrollment has stayed steady at about 6,000 kids since before, during, and after Mike Krzyzewski got there. It's a very different animal. The Duke does not going to have 40,000 kids on campus.
Overrated.
tough to get into.
Yes, it is.
They have standards.
I hate those universities with standards.
Yeah. Ugh.
Standards and practices.
I mean, don't they know when they get popular, you just let everybody in?
Duh.
Gabe in San Antonio. Hi, Gabe. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. On the question earlier of, you know, is Nick Saban overpaid, underpaid? I'm a Texas Longhorn fan. I know we're going to SEC. I hate to say it, but he is underpaid. I wish he would just retire already, but we'll spend some time with his grandkids. You know, but I think he's underpaid. He's an awesome coach. The man can coach some football.
Yeah, when you think about the bottom line, that Alabama plays for national championships every year, feels like, with Coach Saban. At $12 million a year? How much money do they, what's the annual at Alabama, what they make?
Off the football team?
Yeah.
I remember we checked it a bunch of years ago, and it was like a $34 million profit. That could be a random number. Let me check.
I got to believe it's, you know, they're probably a $70 million a year machine there. I'd think so. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls. We'll close up shop. Brian Windhorst talks about Russell Westbrook's future with the Lakers. Now that Kevin Durant is, I guess, okay with staying in Brooklyn, is Kyrie okay? And what's that mean for the Lakers trying to move Russell Westbrook? That's coming up after this. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building a do-good village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. First of its kind. A community with over 100 homes for the program recipients. A place where Gold Star families, families of fallen first responders, or those catastrophically injured heroes, and they can all live together. The neighbors understand each other. A place where the children of these families will grow up together. And the foundation has been on a mission to do more for these families. And this do-good village is going to help beyond measure. All thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. And I'll tell you about how you can help in a moment. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it across our nation. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. Letter T, number 2, letter T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Baseball notes from last night. Justin Verlander pitched 6 no-hit innings. He's the only active major leaguer to have at least 3 career no-hitters, had 10 strikeouts, and now in 13th place all-time on the strikeout list, over 3,000. And he'll be comeback player of the year. A couple of years ago, he was the MVP. Yeah, Paul.
Justin Verlander's had 242 career starts. His first 121 career starts, his ERA was 3.97. The back half of his career, the last 121 starts, his ERA is 2.54. Since he left the Detroit Tigers, he's 59-18 with a 2.31 ERA with the Houston Astros.
How many players are better in the second half of their career? Now I'm not talking about, you know, Bonds was better. He was different. Clemens, different. But that had to do with steroids. How many players better in the second half of their career than their first half? Because Verlander has been. That's why he's going into the Hall of Fame. I can't think anybody right now. And I'm talking about a star. I mean, there are players who got better, but somebody that went from that's a good career to that's a Hall of Fame career.
Remember a bunch of years ago we were doing the show and he was in his last couple of years in Detroit and there's all these rumors about like he lost his fastball, he didn't have the pop on it.
Oh, yeah.
We thought his career was over.
Yeah, he was throwing like 86 or 87 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden it's like going to Houston, and he's different.
Got back.
Yeah, somehow.
In Houston.
Brian Windhorst, he was on first hour of the show, and we talked about Russell Westbrook's future with the Lakers.
You know, I would guess that at some point they're going to make a significant trade. It may not be before the start of the season. It may be later on, and it's probably going to involve Westbrook. The real question is, what is the demeanor of Russ going to be? Because the exit interview that he gave at the end of last season was extremely troubling. It made me wonder how they ever thought it would work. Unless he completely did an about face in what he said, it sounded to me like he was never invested in this success. And so Darvin Ham heard that exit interview before he took the job, and almost his first order of business when he got the job after signing his contract was publicly laying out exactly what he needed Russell Westbrook to do. Now, I have seen things happen in the NBA. I am not going to sit here and tell you that what he wants Russell Westbrook to do, which is to be a defensive role player and to be a screen setter and stand in the corner and wait for the ball to come to him and make a shot, you know, one out of every 7 possessions. I'm not going to sit here and say that it is zero chance of that because I've seen stuff in the NBA, but the tenor of the way Russ was talking throughout last season, what I know about him as a person, as a player, I find it very doubtful he is going to actually be able to follow through with that. So the question is, how long are they going to experiment with that?
That's Brian Windhorst. He was down on the Lakers. Sounded optimistic about the Nets. I got some more information. Jason Sobel, golf writer, says Tiger Woods' Rory McIlroy new sports venture, a tech-infused golf league in partnership with the PGA Tour. It starts in 2024. 15 televised Monday night matches featuring six teams of three players each, a promise of 18 holes in 2 hours. He goes on to say, the unsubtle insinuation here is that this will help further Tiger Woods' competitive career. He's been very involved in the process. No walking between holes. A presumption that he will be competing in this league during primetime TV window each week. I still don't know what it is, but is this a simulated golfing tour that they're going to have? Is it esports with golf? I don't know. How much money? Like, who's playing? What's the atmosphere? Yeah, I'm interested. I'm curious. Fritzy just sent me a list. Randy Johnson, Sandy Koufax, Steve Nash, Hakeem Olajuwon, Kurt Warner, Rocky Marciano, athletes who were better in the second half of their careers. Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Andrew in Orlando. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I wanted to comment on what you were saying about enrollment growing after football success. Well, University of Cincinnati just announced that they had the largest incoming freshman class in school history.
Hmm. And I go back to game day. When game day was on the campus of Cincinnati, I don't know what role that plays, but I do think football success does show up with enrollment at the universities where you can get into. Because Duke, you're not getting into. Notre Dame, you're not getting into. USC is really difficult. If Stanford's doing well, it's difficult. But I could see Alabama, Clemson, enrollment going up there. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have?
We had the one with Andrew Luck. I have, Michael, this is a bad one. Michael Vick was suspended from the league for his work, his funding of dog fighting.
Mm.
That came down this day in history.
All right. Let's see. On this day in 1919, Cleveland's Ray Caldwell, struck by lightning, he was on the mound. He was one out away from a complete game. Caldwell eventually gets back up and says he wants to pitch and get the final out, which he did. So he got struck by lightning, got up, regained consciousness, and he ended up with the win.
A show off.
Yeah.
Did he get a nickname after that?
I he's got to be, you know, Ray Lightning Caldwell. Hey, Bolt.
Flash.
Yeah, Flash. Do you think that his teammates would be like, oh, here comes Ray to tell us the lightning story again?
Ooh, watch out. I might shock you.
here comes some clouds. Get away from Ray.
Yes, Todd.
How do any of us take off a day because of a bone bruise or some kind of ankle injury? He got struck by lightning.
You guys want to sit down? You got the flu? Ray got struck by lightning.
Thanks a lot, Ray.
Yeah, Ray. You ruined it for everybody. We don't have to worry about our Ray around here doing that. He doesn't show up. Even when he shows up, he doesn't really show.
That's just uncalled for.
It is?
That's what I mean. Okay. We love Ray, and I know you love Ray.
I do.
Love is a strong word.
Yeah, I like Ray.
I like him a lot.
I like Ray.
You love me.
I
you
love,
don't like me.
I love you, but I don't always like
that's
you.
That's right.
Yes. It's same way I feel about my dog. I love Winnie. I just don't always like her.
I can appreciate it.
Todd, what did you learn today?
At this point in your life, you're happy with just two or three good friends.
Yes. My wife says, why don't you go out and make friends? I go, I don't need friends. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all around support. Let's come back and do it again tomorrow. One more item as we close out this Wednesday show. Each week we talk about our friends, Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Really, the official trading cards of the world. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or Panini's public auctions. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. The Donruss cards will sell out. So go to paniniamerica.net/blockchain, paniniamerica.net/blockchain. Now, they're the official product of the NFL and the NBA and the UFC and, for the first time ever, the World Cup. See what's on sale now and don't miss out on the upcoming Donruss NFL NFT release. Pull the top players and a few special NFTs for a chance for you to experience a VIP NFL experience. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.